This is This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod. I'm Paul Stevenson. Today is March the 24th, and on this day in 1945, Billboard published its very first albums chart. On the first edition, there were just 10 positions, and the very first number one was Nat King Cole with A Collection of Favourites. Now, the chart is released sporadically over the next 11 years until it becomes a weekly feature on this day in 1956. At this stage, the chart listed 15 to 30 spots before growing to 200 in 1967. On this day in 1958, Elvis Presley entered the United States Army. He joined 12 other recruits at the Memphis Draft Board to become Private Presley. During his 2 years in the forces, Elvis earns medals for marksmanship and rises to sergeant. On this day in 1975, Paul McCartney threw a party on the Queen Mary to celebrate the release of Wings' Venus and Mars album. Loads of stars were there, including Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell. Also on this day in 1975, a little band called Rush, well, they were named the most promising group at the Juno Awards. On this day in 1962, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards performed their first paid gig when they appeared at a club in Ealing under the name of Little Boy Blue and the Blue Boys. And on this day in 2001, Duane Allman Drive was unveiled in Georgia. It's near where the legendary guitarist died in a motorcycle crash 30 years earlier. But for today's main show, we're going to focus on someone born on this day in 1951. Yes, born on this day in 1951 is Scottish bass player Dougie Thompson, best known as being the bassist for Supertramp. Dougie started his career in the late 60s with Glasgow band The Beings before joining the Alan Bowne Band. Dougie played with Supertramp through the height of their fame from 1972 to 1988, working on the brilliant albums like Breakfast in America, Crime of the Century, Crisis, What Crisis, Famous Last Words, and many more. Supertramp went on hiatus in 1988, and when some of the members reconvened in the 90s, he decided not to rejoin. He went into the publishing side of the music business, creating Trinity Publishing. Now, I spoke with his former Supertramp bandmate, John Helliwell, on episode 78 of Vintage Rock Pod. Fascinating one, that is. And John told the story of how it was Dougie that got John into the band. And I've got to say, beforehand, John is a saxophonist, if you're not aware. And if you're wondering what he means by going for a blow, it's the saxophone, okay? Saxophone. Saxophone. So for obviously from Alan Bowne, you joined Supertramp. So tell us about how that came about. How did you manage to join the group?
Well, that was interesting. Let's see. Yes, first of all, I was a computer programmer and I joined a few groups in Birmingham. Okay. And then that kind of one group fell apart, and I put an advert in the Melody Maker to join up with the Alan Bowne, and we lasted for quite a few years. And then at one point in the very early 70s, all the rest of us, except for Alan, tried to leave Alan and form our own group, which we called Wizard, which was not Roy Wood's Wizard, it was a different Wizard. But we didn't do very well with that because we did one gig in London some night, and we were doing pretty good. And at the end of the gig, the manager came around and took all our equipment and our van and everything. And so we had nothing to play on or do, and it just kind of fell apart. So I started to get other jobs, and I was working for a time in a sort of strip club in the West End. And then I got involved with visiting American soul singers like Arthur Connolly and Jimmy Ruffin and Johnny Johnson. Yeah. And played with them for a while. Then I got a gig with a guy in Germany playing American air basses. That was nice. Okay. He was a bit like Ray Charles sounding with an organ. That was quite a nice gig. But I was getting a bit homesick by then. And so this was in spring, early summer of 1973. And I called home one time. That was a difficult process in those days. You had to go down to the post office and book a time and go to a booth on the road, whatever. It was really hard. But my wife said, "Oh, Dougie Thompson's just just called up and said, would you like to go down for a blow with Supertramp? Now, when I was with the Alan Bowne and other people I was playing with, I'd seen Supertramp once or twice and enjoyed the music very much. And then Dougie Thomason had been in the Alan Bowne group towards the end. And then he joined Supertramp from an audition, and he'd been playing with them for a couple of years. So he said, would you like to come down for a blow to my wife? And she told me, and I said, well, yeah, I'm a bit homesick now. I'm coming home anyway next week. So I came back, and it was July 73. And I went down for a blow with them. They were rehearsing in a railway arch somewhere, and just stayed.
And I'll be back tomorrow with more On This Day rock goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.